Thanks for joining us for the Executive Series today. I'm talking to the Managing Director and CEO of Lynas Corporation, Amanda Lacaze. Amanda, it's always a delight to talk to you.
Hi, Tom. Yeah, look, we're really pleased to have the opportunity. A lot of our shareholders are also CommSec clients, and so this is a terrific opportunity to be able to talk to them directly.
Indeed, and there's plenty to talk about because it's been an eventful 12 months for the organisation.
Yeah.
And you know, you've managed the circumstances very well. What have been the highlights, really?
So I guess operationally, we've now got 100% of our capacity commissioned and operating. We're just about 100% of design rates for production of NdPr. Our costs are down. I'm very pleased with the way that we're progressing in terms of the maturity of our safety culture and the maturity of our production processes. We have good customer relationships. We're in a very good place to leverage all of the benefits of this as the rare earths market improves.
Indeed. And among the relationships you have is obviously the government in Malaysia. And importantly, you've been granted an extension of the license for another 3 years, which is quite important, isn't it?
Oh, it's really important. Some of our shareholders who've been with us for a long time would remember that the establishment of the plant was very controversial at the time. We as an organisation made commitments to our local communities and to the wider Malaysian community and the government with respect to our operations. We've now got 4 years of safe operations. We've had no adverse impact on our local community in Kuantan or the surrounding villages, and some of the issues which were of concern, for example, things like radiation levels, we measure those at the plant, 1 kilometre away, 5, 10, 20 kilometres away. There's been zero increase in background radiation. So this is actually a very important thing. I have a very strong belief that you cannot prosper unless the community in which you operate prospers as well. And that's part of our commitment to our local communities.
Indeed. So, and why don't we quickly touch on the fact that the duration of the license was longer than you could reasonably anticipate as
yeah,
well?
Yeah, we really thought, like previously, the full operating stage license was a 2-year license. And, you know, these licenses in different areas, generally about 1 or 2 years. This one's been granted for 3 years, so we're very pleased with that. I think it's a very good reflection of the fact that the regulator is very pleased with our performance.
Okay, now the other important issue for you, obviously, have been the changes to your lending arrangements.
Yes.
Let's just step through the key points here.
Okay, so thanks for that, Tom, because it is really important. We have our AGM next Wednesday, the 30th of November, and our shareholders have the opportunity to vote on an element of this, but it's important that they understand that their vote on that actually affects the whole of the agreements. So, you may recall we have two lenders. Our senior secured lender is JARE, and our subordinate lender is a group of convertible bondholders. Both have made significant concessions. Both recognise that we are operating in a difficult market environment, but we have actually taken control of the things under our control. They have both restructured. They've given us more time. They've reduced the ongoing servicing costs. We've saved, in real dollars, about $70 million in interest liabilities. And the JARE in particular have changed the amortization schedule. So we have almost a pay-as-you-can type payment on our principal. In return for this, we have agreed an offtake agreement with in terms of making product available to the Japanese market. We see that as a very positive thing.
Yep.
And we have very good relationships with our Japanese customers. And as well as that, for the bondholders who have reduced their interest rate from 2.75% to 1.25%, we have agreed to reset their conversion price. And that's the matter that shareholders are being asked to vote on. The impact on shareholders could be that if or when the bondholders convert, there will be dilution. However, the conversion price at 10 cents is about 40% higher than the current price. We think this is a very good deal for our shareholders.
Indeed. So in terms of the voting, what else do you want to specifically communicate to shareholders?
So I think that what I really want is to say to shareholders, please vote. It's your company. And I think that so often when you look at AGMs and you look at how many people have actually voted, you know, it's a small portion of the equity. It is really important that shareholders do vote. They should have all received their notice of meeting in the mail, but if for some reason they no longer have it, they can go online at Linus. The notice of meeting is posted there and they can vote online as well. Their votes need to be received by Monday.
Okay. Well, good luck at the meeting, Amanda. Hope it goes well.
Thanks very much, Tom. And have a lovely Christmas.
Indeed, same to you. Thanks for joining us.
Bye.
And thanks for joining us for the Executive Series today.